This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to this edition of the Kona Edge. The weekend is here. I hope you've got a fantastic one ahead of you. I've got some big training in store. I'm running, and I'm using the term very loosely. I don't want to say race because I'm not racing. I'm just running it as a training run. But it's going to be nice to be back into the formal sort of road running scene. I haven't run a race for a while. And looking forward to just seeing a couple of our running club mates and heading out on the road with a whole bunch of people that I'm not running on either my own or with my wife. So it should be an interesting experience running a half marathon. So nothing too hectic, but that's on Sunday. I've got a big 5-hour cycle ahead of me tomorrow morning. So Sunday should be interesting considering I haven't run too much and I should have 5 hours worth of cycling in my legs. So it's not going to be pretty, but I can tell you now, Ironman South Africa for me in April is not going to be pretty either. But the training continues. It's been a horrid week, if I must be honest. As I mentioned in the last podcast, we've had some amazing, incredible things happening here in South Africa on a political front, and it's been pretty interesting to watch. So I haven't had much sleep because a lot of it's been happening sort of after hours and lots of negotiating. It's been an historic week to say the least, and it's been incredible to live through it. So hopefully get some good training in this weekend, and then it's all back to normal from next week. Coming up on today's podcast, we're going to be talking some cycling. We have a returning guest joining us. Diana Hassel joins us today. We find out some of the things that she's done to get better on the bike. Today's Coach's Corner is brought to you by Doug Guthrie Personal Training. Doug has a passion for seeing people improve and succeed. A 14 times Ironman finisher, two of those on the Big Island, a USA T Level 1 certified coach, head coach of the YMCA tri-team, Doug has the unique ability to meet athletes wherever they are in their journey. His motivation comes from helping athletes improve and meet their goals at any skill level. As a self-coach, 2 times Kona qualifier and finisher, Doug's experience places him in the shoes of those training for their first sprint, to those who need to know what has to be adjusted in their plan to get them to the next level in order to qualify for the World Championships. Discover more about Doug, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. And don't forget, if you're a coach or if you have a coaching business and would like to get a plug on the podcast, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. Let's chat some biking. We head back to Fort Collins in Colorado to catch up with Diana Hassel. Diana, welcome onto the podcast. Thanks for taking the time to chat to us today.
Thanks, Brad. It's good to be here.
Diana, your bike is phenomenal. You are extremely strong on the bike. And in our first chat, I was amazed at some of the things you alluded to with the way you train on the bike. Obviously, a lot of it has got to do with being on call and not being able to ride as much as some would be able to. But what do you attribute your success to the bike on? I mean, you also mentioned racing bikes early on in your career. Is that what's really done the deal for you?
I would say that bike racing has been huge in terms of taking me toward the top of the age group ranks for sure. I started bike racing back in 2000, and I have never stopped, actually. I still bike race. I race for the Team Rio Grande here in Fort Collins, and I pretty much spend the first half of my season focus a little bit more on the bike racing most years, and then transition over to triathlon more toward the latter half of the summer. This year, I think, and last, I kind of started the tries pretty early, and I'll be starting really early this year at Oceanside. But I will try and integrate some bike races in the weekends that are available when I'm not doing triathlons. And to me, that has been really one of the key factors for making me stronger on the bike, because there's nothing like a race to boost your fitness. I particularly love road races because they're longer and they really really push you for a longer period of time. It really raises your lactate threshold, and it's also a lot of fun. So That's always been a part of my bike training, and I recommend at least doing time trials for any triathlete if they have any time trials locally that they can jump into for training. That is a great way to get some great intervals in and boost your lactate threshold fitness on the bike.
It's interesting. I mean, obviously, time trials, I mean, Ironman is, it's 180K time trial on your own. But bike racing, I think a lot of triathletes discount it because you're in a group and it's easy to sit on someone's wheel and rest up there, and you're not going to get that advantage in an Ironman. But bike racing is, as you say, there's something about it. Well, what do you think? I mean, is it that you're getting pushed harder than you ordinarily will if you were doing it on your own? What do you think the benefits, where does the benefit come?
Yes, and you said it exactly. I think that is definitely the case. You definitely are pushing yourself a lot harder than you would normally. I'm not saying everyone does that, but I certainly do that because, you know, some people kind of give up if they get dropped by the front pack. They just kind of, I see these people just riding along, spinning in a bike race. But I just keep pushing and I turn it into a time trial if I get dropped. So, for me, it's definitely taking you to another level, and that can really boost your fitness. And I think, and plus, it's fun. So it's kind of neat to do it on your own. Like that is very difficult for one, and it's not very fun either.
Yeah, and it's interesting. In our first chat, you spoke about being good at suffering, and I've done a few bike races myself. And when you are hanging on the back of a group for dear life and not wanting to get dropped, that's one of the best places to learn how to suffer, I think.
Yes, I agree. Absolutely. There's nothing like that. You're just trying to hang on up a hill or something like that, yeah.
Absolutely. Dana, as far as the split between riding outdoors and on the indoor trainer, you also mentioned because of what you do and you being on call quite a bit, you do tend to spend a lot of time on the indoor trainer. Do you think that is beneficial? Even if you weren't on call as often, would you be doing as much on the indoor, or would you rather be riding outdoors?
Well, I would rather be riding outdoors. If it's better, I'm not so sure. I do think there's huge benefits to having at least some of your workouts on the indoor trainer. One is you're not getting those breaks that you might get rolling up to a stop sign or going down a hill, the tendency to coast and that type of thing. In a triathlon, you're not going to be coasting or having stop signs. So it's nice to keep the legs moving the whole time that you're on the trainer. And with the advent of Zwift, I'm sure you're familiar with that. It makes it actually a lot more fun and tolerable. I don't have a lot of tolerance for a long time on the bike, on the trainer, but so I tend to make them more quality rides than just an easy spin.
You also mentioned in our first chat that you like trying things and testing things out and seeing what works for you. Does that apply to the bike as well? Obviously, it is your strongest of the three disciplines. Do you feel like you've got it worked out, or are you still pushing the boundaries and trying to get better?
Well, as far as technique on the bike, I feel like I have that okay. I did get one of those halos to try and improve my, just putting the halo thing on your head and riding and doing some, you know, strength moves on the bike to try and program your brain for that and get stronger on the bike. I don't know if that makes any difference. It's supposed to help a little. So I try things like that. For the most part, I rely on my training program and the races to kind of get me where I need to be. And I also do at the beginning of each year a trip to Mallorca and for riding for 6 days straight. So that's like a huge aerobic boost to lower intensity. There's some, you know, big climbs as well, but it's mostly low intensity riding, maybe 4 to 6 hours a day for a week. So that kind of gets me started for the year, and it's a great way to start.
Yeah, that does sound like a good base. Dan, as far as favorite workout goes, if you could only ever do one workout ever again, over and over and over, which one would it be?
let's see. I Does it count? Can I say I would do road races over and over again?
Absolutely.
Or maybe a Zwift group workout. That would work too. Those are a lot of fun as well.
Well, brilliant. Diana, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kona Edge. Much appreciated. I look forward to chatting a little bit about your run next time.
All right. Thanks. Good to talk to you, Brad. Thanks.
This episode of the Kona Edge is brought to you by the Wahoo Kicker. Whether you're looking for the accuracy and control of a direct drive bike trainer or the flexibility and convenience of a wheel-on solution, Kicker and Kicker Snap are two distinct indoor training solutions. Kicker Indoor Trainer's large flywheel uses new algorithms to improve responsiveness and better replicate the sensation of riding on the road. So whether free riding or using online platforms like Zwift and TrainerRoad, you'll have the same experience you feel on your favorite outdoor rides. To check out their phenomenal range, head over to thekonaedge.com/indoor. That's thekonaedge.com/indoor. And that's it for this edition of the Kona Edge. Thank you so much for joining us. If you haven't touched base with us on Strava yet, please do. We've got some cool things in the pipeline, and it is going to involve Strava. So if you'd like to be part of the action, all you need to do is head over to this URL, okay? It'll redirect you to Strava, because I'm not going to read out the whole thing with all the numbers. The easiest way to get to where we are on Strava is head over to thekonaedge.com/Strava. It's as simple as that, and it'll take you straight through. Join the Kona Edge Club, and yeah, come say hi. That's thekonaedge.com/Strava. And I'm quite disappointed. We broke the winning streak this week as far as iTunes review goes. We've had a brilliant week with the iTunes reviews, but not one to report back today. So if you haven't left us one yet, please do. And hopefully I can read it out on the podcast on Monday. Enjoy the rest of your weekends. From myself, Brad Brown. Cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.